Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here you are once again listening to this morning connection podcast, doing your mental toughness exercise routine, your daily discipline, your new ritual to focus on you, where you really want to go in life, your thoughts and actions every single day, and checking to see you and I just talking about life, you reflecting upon your life, your thoughts, your actions to make sure they are getting you to where you really want to go. I mean, this is your life, guys. Nothing more important than that. Going for those feelings, those emotions, those accomplishments, those things in life that you really want. It does take this mental toughness exercise every single day. Congratulations to you for doing what it takes, doing that exercise, stepping up, doing the things that you know you need to do. Discipline. Doing things that you know you need to do for the greater good in the long run, whether or not you feel like it. Whether you're highly motivated, you're not motivated at all, or somewhere in between, you do it anyway because you have sold yourself that this is what you need to do every single day. I appreciate you taking the time, you putting your faith, your trust in me, and spending half an hour with me every single day as your coach, as your friend, as your big brother, as your father figure to help you reflect upon your life, your actions, your thoughts. So how are you doing? Here we are. It's 4:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. I'm excited to be with you again today. I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, why do you do all this? Why are you doing, you do podcasts 7 days a week? You know, why are you doing all this? And they make some guesses. And I think that's a great question. Why we do the things we do is so important to how we actually produce every single day. And when we have a real clear reason why we do the things we do, it isn't just happening and then people ask you and then you think about it and then you come up with some reason. I mean, you've really taken the time to really think about that. So I want to talk about that today. Before, I want to mix it up. I want to ask you, instead of waiting till the end, I want to talk about our 10-second daily disciplines, the things that I have you do. You reflect upon your life every single day from our morning connection, 10-second daily discipline. So I'm going to ask you, what was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Building self-confidence, self-esteem, all those phrases. What do those mean? Those mean the things that you do. Not think, not what a great person you are and you're nice and your mom always told you were nice and people tell you how much potential you have. Not all those nice feelings that aren't backed up by action. It's the specific actions that you do every single day that impress even you. And what do I mean by impressed even you? Well, there's times where we don't feel like doing things. Maybe it's, I can't imagine, not wanting to hurry up to download this Morning Connection podcast and listen to me every day. But let's just imagine that might be one thing, right? You don't feel like it. You know it's the best thing for you, your life, your family, your dream, your vision, your mission in life, where you want to go. And you do it anyway. You felt like not doing it. You stepped up to that bigger you, who you really are and what you're really all about, despite the way you may feel in the moment. Then you step up in the Man Formation course. We have this motto. I say, if you think it, you must do it. So you may walk by your computer, let's say, in the morning, and you've gotten to this habit of listening to this Morning Connection podcast, and you just don't feel like it that day, and you're about ready to head off to work. You're late. You make all these reasons why you're not going to do your daily discipline, your new ritual. And then you turn your butt around, and you realize, you know, you do have a couple minutes. Boom, you download it onto your smartphone, your iPhone. Then you head out the door. You did it anyway. You impressed yourself because you turned yourself around instead of going the wrong direction that you've already decided was the wrong direction. You stepped up. If I think it, I must do it. simple things like when you go to the gym and you don't feel like doing cardio, and then you start talking to yourself like, you know, some of those other guys, and they say, oh, well, you know, I don't want to lose my muscle. Cardio is not important. This doesn't, you know, whatever your excuses are, we're really at the moment, you just feel lazy, right? And then you look for all those reasons to support you being lazy. And you stop yourself right in the middle of it, and you do your damn cardio. And then you feel great because you followed through with what you said you were going to do, and you stop the excuses. It can be little things like that that impress even you. You know, I use Saturdays. I'm working, you know, all the time to my dream, my vision, my purpose. That's what I want to talk about today. I'm going to be raw. I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to tell you about how important it is to know what your dream, your vision is in life. The reason why you're doing everything. I'm going to tell you the things that I did very well. I'm going to tell you the things that I did very poorly. I was clueless, even though I didn't realize I was, and all in an effort that you're not clueless, that you can learn these lessons in life. You can make these mistakes or bounce back from these mistakes or avoid these mistakes that I haven't done. I want your life to be better than mine. Right now, so I'm going to talk about that, but we're getting back to what was it that you did yesterday that built that self-confidence? It impressed even you. You stepped up, and you did it anyway. All right, like I said, so for me on Saturdays with everything that I got going on, I realized I just can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, do a podcast, you know, have my one-on-one coaching clients, do the day-to-day grind for Mass Machine Nutrition, providing you with the highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplements. By the way, thank you so much for your support, you supporting my efforts. MassMachineNutrition.com, check that out. Thank you so much. You know, connect with my family, do the basics, go to the gym. Those basic things that I've already determined are the things that will inch by inch, little by little, get me to where I want. I realize that I'm going to have to interject new thoughts, learn new skills that are going to take my life to the next level, create that vision for myself and my family. I can't just do the everyday things. Somehow, some way, I'm going to have to budget the time to expand my mind through the thoughts of other masters, in addition to the one-on-one coaching that I get from masters in business to take those efforts to the next level. And so I created this great system where, you know, I've got the wireless, got the wireless microphones, so I can sit with my family on days like Saturday, and I can be present, be with them, and during that kickback time, I'm on the Beats wireless headphones, and I've got pumping into some of the programs that I've invested in, right? So I'm with my family, I'm in a loving connection environment, I'm there, I'm present, right? But I'm stealing half hour, hour, 2 hours here in that time in addition. And I'm finding those little moments in time. I'm stealing little moments in time to put myself and us, my family, to the next level. So yesterday was a day, one of a couple times where I do whatever it takes to get that knowledge, that mentorship. I interject those new thoughts to take me to where I am, right? So figuring out that system and, more importantly, following through, again, specific actions, not being a good guy with a good heart, with a lot of potential. I actually did something, right? A new system. And that is something that impresses even me, stretches me even farther. So what was that for you? How did you build that self-confidence, right? How did you build that self-esteem? It's not by what anybody says to you. You get the approval, you even look for it from other people. It's not how many likes you get on your Facebook post. It's when you do something that really impresses you. And what was that for you yesterday? There's always something. There's always something every single day. I want you to condition your mind to look for those things and all of the 10-second daily disciplines that I talk about every single day. I want you to condition your mind to look for those things and appreciate all those little things that you do, and realizing they don't have to be big, huge things every single day. right? So what was it for you? Big, small, something in between. What did you do that impressed even you? Think about that right now. Again, the plan here is that every time you do something like that, you respect and appreciate yourself, so you continue to do it. You build momentum. You know, you don't need somebody else to say, hey, why are you feeling in the dumps, Joe? Well, I'm just not progressing on my plans and goals and taking care of my family to the level that I really want. I need to do more and more and more. Well, it looks like you're busy all the time. Well, yeah, it's just not enough. And then they say, well, you did this. You're more disciplined than the people that I know. You got this great heart. You're taking action. What's that Morning Connection podcast with that crazy Skip LaCour guy? You listen to that every single day. You are seem to be pumping your mind with this type of stuff. And then you go, oh, yeah, I guess I do all right. That sucks. You know, whatever power you get from that, whatever you think that type of attitude, whatever you label it as, being humble or whatever, or non-cocky or whatever, that is not the attitude that is going to take you where you really want to go in life. Really figure out those big, ambitious goals and dreams. It's not. I don't care what the 90% who are struggling, who aren't leaders, they can't lead their own life, let alone lead other people, how they tell you that type of modesty, or they call it humility, which is I believe is a misrepresentation of what the word humble is, right? Not knowing your talents, not knowing when you're doing these things, not recognizing someone else has to tell you because you're not conditioned to look for them and appreciate them in yourself. All right? That's not a good thing. So I want you to always be looking for those things. That's step one. Step two is when you get in that moment. So today, you know that tomorrow, I'm going to ask you, what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you, built that self-confidence, built that self-esteem, right? You're going to be going through your day today knowing that I'm going to, as your coach, as your friend, I'm going to ask you that tomorrow morning. So right in the middle of your day, you're no longer looking in hindsight when I ask you, you're looking for those moments. You're creating those moments, right, as they happen, and respecting and appreciating all the things that you're doing while they're actually happening. You're in the moment, as they say. And again, the next step after that is you start looking for those moments. You create them. You know that you're always now looking for things to do, big things, small things, something in between that impresses even you. And you're just a confidence-building machine. Hell, then when I ask you this in podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 200, you're going to have so many choices. Oh, I don't know what to say. And it isn't because I don't know. It's because I've got 18 things that I did yesterday that I could choose from. And I don't know which is the biggest one, the best one. That's a great place to be. And that's why we're doing this mental conditioning coaching, this mental toughness conditioning every single day. That's the purpose of all this. So when I go through these 10-second daily disciplines, you need to play full out. Don't be passive. Well, I know what he's going to say. Trust me on this one. When it's podcast number 200, 100 podcasts from now, let's say, you'll know how this just affects the way you think and act and how it gets you closer to that dream, that vision in life that you really want. All right. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? You know, it's good to be ambitious and driven and have this, like I said, this ambitious dream, this vision sometime in the future. And you know you have to chip away every single day and it's going to take a while to get there. You have fun with that process, that challenge, the ups and downs and all arounds. You're prepared to go through that journey. At the same time, there are so many moments for you to appreciate right here, right now, today. It could be the look in your child's eyes or your wife's eyes, all right? And realizing that connection and love that you've built. Maybe it's something that you've wanted for a long time, right? You can just soak it up as you reflect back, right? I want you to enjoy those moments. Life's pretty darn good. It could be the fantastic spring weather that hopefully you're having, maybe you're having where you part of the world that you live right now. All right. What is it? Or you just have this great feeling, you know, maybe going through your body right now, how you're feeling alive and energetic. And you love this stuff and you love this state of mind, how your body feels right now. The air is a little bit fresher. Your thoughts are a little bit more sharper. Your body is up and tight and upright, and you're just enthusiastic and driven right now. And you're realizing that, hey, life is pretty darn good. All right, again, you know, what was that for you yesterday? And then as we get more and more mentally tough, mentally conditioned, you're going to look for it today, and you're going to even create those moments for yourself in the future. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. And it would take months, if not years, of you stepping up, this becoming this real you. You know how you're feeling right now. I hope you're feeling that with me right now, that, man, here's another opportunity, step by step, to come through for yourself and your family. All right, this is who you really are. And again, not just getting all pumped up and having these great thoughts going through your heads, but they actually stimulate action. All right, well planned out, well executed action. That's so important. As your coach, I'm going to push you to actually do something, not just feel great. All right, but when you're in this state of mind, what is that thing that you really, really want? That's going to take you feeling this way and you taking action more often than not. You don't have to be this way all the time, although that's the plan. That's the thing to shoot for. But being in a state of mind, taking these kind of actions, you're going to have to do that consistently for months, if not years, to get that big feeling, accomplishment, set of emotions, achievement. Whatever it is for you right now, I want you to think about that. And if it's not going to take months, if it's not going to take years, you can get it done in a few days, then that goal isn't big enough, right? I'm going to ask you that every single day, and you can change it as you get more and more confidence in yourself. I stimulate more thought, right? You can change it. You don't have to lock on to something right now because you're becoming a better man every single day. And you're realizing who you really are, what you're truly capable of. So it's okay to change it. But when we do this every single day, I want you to push yourself to ask yourself, I want it to be when it's 100 podcasts right now that you are so connected to it. Maybe you changed it 50 times over the next 100 days. You know, maybe it started off something little and you said, I can do more than that. I'm bigger. I'm better than that. That's nothing. Right? And you changed and you made it bigger and bigger and bigger before you locked on to what it is you really want. And then it's so big, you said, how the hell am I going to accomplish that? How can I do that? I'm telling you, when you have that big vision, you'll find ways to make it happen. You'll find ways to become that man you really want to be. There's opportunities in front of you somehow, some way, because you had that desire to take your life to the next level. Maybe just to feel better about yourself. Maybe you're a man who really wants to take care of your family at a higher level. And so you were just searching for ways, and boom, this happened. You ran into this Morning Connection podcast. There's many more opportunities in front of you than that. There's people, there's mentors, there's books to get yourself ahead, as I talked about. Hell, maybe now is the time to send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. And maybe it's now is the time to make your man formation and inquire about this awesome one-on-one coaching program, this weekly coaching where I talk to ambitious men who are just like you from all over the world, 30 minutes every single week at the same time every single day. I start on Sundays. I start right at 5 a.m. So right when I'm done with this podcast, I get going and I work all the way until 1 o'clock coaching men just like you all over the world. That's what I do on the first half of my Sunday every single day, which starts so early in the morning. All right. You know, maybe that's a resource that you never even thought about 3 months ago when you were setting these big goals, or kind of they were fuzzy visions. More and more opportunities will come to you to make it happen, but you have to start off really seeing, really feeling that thing in life that you really want. So get on that process to get clear about it. I am so into people being results driven. That's why I constantly push myself. This is one of those things that are near and dear to me. All right, that I didn't understand the reasons why I was doing the things that I was doing. I didn't understand what my results that I really wanted were. And so I was always a hard worker. I was always taking action. I was getting a result, but didn't understand. I thought I understood why I was doing things. And I was really caught up in a process. And that process made me feel good. It made me feel like I was accomplishing things. Somehow I got myself to believe that if I just did these certain things, and for me, it was like the training and the eating and winning another contest and all the effort that it took to do that, giving free information, just touching with you, connecting with you, people who, you know, I obviously must love and care about and I'm passionate about. That's how I was getting my connection. And then, you know, my plan in my head was all of this was somehow going to create this magnificent life for myself and my future family where I'd have this love and connection. And you know what? I was doing a lot of successful things. I was setting up and knocking them down. I was disciplined. I was a harder worker. I had all this potential, all these type of things. I didn't really understand the results that I was after. I was getting results. But somehow I kidded myself that somehow this was going to create a magnificent life of love and connection, as well as creating tremendous value for you, for myself and my future family. I was so clueless. You know, I'm just open and honest. I'm transparent to tell you how clueless I was, because I've just evolved so much, and that's what's made, you know, my vision is to shorten that process, get you out of pain, get you to where you really want a lot sooner than I did. That's my true mission now. And I'm going to talk about that. So is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results that you really want? We're not stuck in the process. We're not doing things just to make us feel good in the short term, even medium term. There are things that you can do every single day that can lead you to those big, gigantic results that you really want. And it can help your short-term and medium-term needs too, right? And then again, what are those results that you really want? Those are your 10-second daily disciplines that I want you to think about. And sometimes I really take the time to really expand on it because it's so important. I could ask you those questions every single day on this Morning Connection podcast, and you would get a tremendous value of putting yourself through that process. All right. So in addition to listening to this Morning Connection podcast, I want you to get on the Morning Connection email newsletter. Go to sltips.com/22. So SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. Get on that Morning Connection newsletter. Just take you 5, 10, 20 seconds, just short little messages, whether it's written or audio or video or whatever, to get you thinking in the right direction every single morning. Add that to your daily disciplines. What I want to talk about today is why are you doing everything that you're doing? What's the big why? What is that big result that you're after? I want to tell you about, you know, my story is I've had so many people see these extraordinary things that I was doing, this extreme amount of discipline and talent when I was as a bodybuilder. In addition to that, as a fitness writer, bodybuilding magazine, they saw all this talent and all this drive and ambitious and obviously working a lot of hours. And I had very important people, very successful people. I can think of like three of them that came to mind, and they said, why are you doing all this? And they didn't mean that, you know, in a negative way at all. It's just they were fascinated by my work ethic and how unique I was about it, how I really stood out, and I went about it. But it just intrigued them being very successful people. One of these gentlemen was Bill Phillips of EAS fame in the supplement business way back when. He wrote the book Body for Life. Did a lot of other things besides that. And he asked me, why are you doing? He asked me actually two different times. One time in his offices in Golden, Colorado, a suburb of Denver, way back when. And then also when he was in California, Los Angeles area, at an event. And, you know, Bill Phillips always, he also happened to be, my first book, Thinking Big, he endorsed the book. He did a little nice write-up on it for the book. And I really believe he was the only person who really took the time to read it. He's a very meticulous, obviously very successful guy. He was one of them, and he did a couple times. Had some other very very prominent financial people ask me that. And so I would ask these big type of dreamy type of visionary type things. And I don't even really remember what I was saying, but it was probably some touchy feeling thing that I really believed at that time was the reason why I was doing things. All right, let me just fast forward. This is something that I'll expand upon in other podcasts. But what I found out was, you know, I was righting the wrongs in my head, the way I looked at myself, and feeling good about myself. In my 20s, life wasn't starting off with this big, gigantic dreams that I wanted. All right. So that was one thing. Also, again, you know, intimacy, connection, things that were foreign to me. It just felt safer to connect with you way out there, right? Rather than do it with the person sitting next to me. I didn't realize all these things. So the more I gave, it filled up a short-term, you know, piece of my heart. I didn't realize how that was the way what I was really doing things, my big why, right? So that made me very ambitious, do a lot of things, right? And what I graduated to, which through going through all these things, is the reason why I do things now is for that connections for my family to provide options. And how I do it is by creating my mission and the overall picture, my big why, my big mission, my big vision for my life, and why I get up at 4 o'clock, do this podcast every single day, 6 days a week, at 4:30, is because how I did things so wrong, how I had so much pain, yet I was a good guy who worked hard, but I couldn't get this pain out of my mind, out of my body. No matter how hard I worked or how many championships, everything I was doing, I was succeeding, but I wasn't getting rid of this feeling inside. My mission now with Man Information, why I get up, is my big picture is I want to make this life so much easier for you. I remember when going through this very painful period, and I was just going to myself, why? There's a reason for all this. There's a reason for all this. And I knew I have to learn the lessons to take me out of this place, because I was so successful in one end, but it's so empty inside. It wasn't working, no matter how successful I was. And I said, I'm doing this. I have to learn how to get myself through this, so I'll make it so much easier for other people out there. And that's why I do all this. That's my big vision, my big purpose. Why? To make it easier for you. I connect with you. I know the pains and struggles and challenges you're going through with your mindset, why you think you're doing the things that you're doing. I've gone down that path. And that's just my vision. That drives everything that I do, from the time I get up in the morning, what I post on social media, right? About me doing the things every single day. I work backwards, right? All to meet that vision. I want to talk more about this in our next podcast, but this is going to kind of set you up, because this is what you're going to need to get yourself really clear on where you're going, who you are, what you're all about. This is going to make it clear. All right, so get ready for part two. It's really going to change the way you look at things. And man, if I could have figured these things out a lot earlier in life, man, I'd be to this place where I am now and where I'm going a lot sooner. And that, again, that's my dream. That's my vision. That's my purpose. That's driving everything I do every single day. And this is going to, my story is going to help you get clear on yours. So life gets a lot easier for you. That sense of fulfillment, achievement, accomplishment, all those thoughts you're looking for, you're going to get clear on what they are. It may take some time to think through this process and actually get you on that path. All right, so that's going to do it for this morning's Morning Connection podcast. Thank you so much for stepping up for you. Thank you so much for listening to me. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, www.massmachinenutrition.com. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.